Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman, member of my Ram Goldar, and today we're Zekhus Menachos, Daf Tzadivav, the 11th Perek, Shtei Halechem. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that the Shtei Halechem were seven tefachim long and four tefachim wide, with horns of dough four etzba'os long. The Lechem Apanim were ten tefachim by five, with horns seven etzba'os long. Rabbi Yehuda provided a symmetry, remember these dimensions, Zadad Yahaz. Rabbi Yehuda says the Shulchan was ten tefachim long and five tefachim wide. The Kohen placed the length of the Lechem upon him across the width of the Shulchan and bent upwards 2.5 tefachim of excess length from either side. Nimsa Archu Mamala Rachbo Shul Shulchan. It emerges that the Lechem's length fills the Shulchan's width and the two stacks of loaves filled its length. Rabbi Meir says the Shulchan was 12 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide, and only 2 tefachim of the Lechem upon him on either end were bent upwards. After doing the same with the second stack of loaves, there remained 2 tefachim of the Shulchan between them, kadesh shetei ruach min hashevus behem, so that air will flow around them, keeping them fresh. Abba Shaul says the 2 bezichin of Lavona were placed in those 2 tefachim, but they told him the bezichin are placed on top of the Lechem upon him. Point number 2, Rabbi Yochanan calculated that according to the opinion that the Lechem was folded upwards 2.5 tefachim on each side, the Shulchan can be Mekadosh up to 15 tefachim high, the total from the 6 loaves. According to the opinion that it was folded 2 tefachim upwards, the Shulchan can be Mekadosh up to 12 tefachim high. The rods did not add height because they were sunk into the loaves. Although they were a bit raised to allow airflow, this was less than a tefach, which Rabbi Yochanan did not take into account. The bezichin rested inside the lechem, and the horns of the lechem were folded into the lechem, so they did not add any height. The Gemara asked that the miskeres, the frame of the shulchan, added a tefach of height, and first answers that Rabbi Yochanan's calculation follows the opinion that miskarta lamata haisa, the shulchan's frame was below the tabletop and did not add height. Even if the miskeres was lamala, it was attached to the outside of the shulchan, not on top, and the lechem rested on the shulchan. In a bright, Rabbi Yossi says the Shulchan had no sneefing support attachments because the Lechem was supported by the Miskeres above the Shulchan. They replied that the Miskeres was underneath. And point number 3, the Gemara asks that the Shulchan should not have been susceptible to Tum because it was a Kli Eitz HaAsui L'Nachas, a wooden utensil made to remain in place, and only a wooden Kli which is Metaltel Mali V'Rekon, moved both full and empty, is susceptible to Tumah. It answers that the Shulchan was moved. Reish Lakish explained that the Pasuk's expression, HaShulchan HaTahor, which implies it can possibly become Tameh, as teaching they would lift the Shulchan before those who came to the base of Migdash on the Regalim and display the Lechem on it, saying, Ru'u Hibaschem Lifnei HaMakom, see your belovedness before Hashem. This follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement, Neis Gado Anas B'Lechem Apanim, a great miracle occurred with the Lechem Apanim, Siluko Kisiduro, that during its removal, it was as hot and fresh as during its arrangement a week earlier. As the Pasuk says, Lasum Lechem Chom B'Yom Hilakcho, to place bread which is hot on the day it is taken off. Since the Shulchan was lifted to show them the Lechem Apanim, it's susceptible to Tumah. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, the next Mishnah states that the Shtei Lechem were 7 tefachim long and 4 tefachim wide, with horns of dough 4 etzbos long. The Lechem Apanim were 10 tefachim by 5, with horns 7 etzbos long. Rabbi Yehuda provided a symmetry, remember these dimensions, Zadad Yahaz. Rabbi Yehuda says the Shulchan was 10 tefachim long and 5 tefachim wide. The Kohen placed the length of the Lechem upon him across the width of the Shulchan and bent upwards 2.5 tefachim of excess length from either side. Nimsa Archu Mamala Rachbo Shul Shulchan. It emerges that the Lechem's length fills the Shulchan's width and the two stacks of loaves filled its length. Rabbi Meir says the Shulchan was 12 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide, and only 2 tefachim of the Lechem upon him on either end were bent upwards. After doing the same with the second stack of loaves, there remained 2 tefachim of the Shulchan between them, kadesh shetei ruach min hashevus behem, so that air will flow around them, keeping them fresh. Abba Shaul says the 2 bezichin of Lavona were placed in those 2 tefachim, but they told him the bezichin are placed on top of the Lechem upon him. Point number 2, Rabbi Yochanan calculated that according to the opinion that the Lechem was folded upwards 2.5 tefachim on each side, the Shulchan can be Mekadosh up to 15 tefachim high, the total from the 6 loaves. According to the opinion that it was folded 2 tefachim upwards, the Shulchan can be Mekadosh up to 12 tefachim high. The rods did not add height because they were sunk into the loaves. Although they were a bit raised to allow airflow, this was less than a tefach, which Rabbi Yochanan did not take into account. The bezichin rested inside the lechem, and the horns of the lechem were folded into the lechem, so they did not add any height. The Gemara asked that the miskeres, the frame of the shulchan, added a tefach of height, and first answers that Rabbi Yochanan's calculation follows the opinion that miskarta lamata haisa, the shulchan's frame was below the tabletop and did not add height. Even if the miskeres was lamala, it was attached to the outside of the shulchan, not on top, and the lechem rested on the shulchan. In a bright, Rabbi Yossi says the shulchan had no snifing, support attachments, because the lechem was supported by the miskeres above the shulchan. They replied that the miskeres was underneath. And point number three, the Gemara asks that the shulchan should not have been susceptible to tumah because it was a kli etz ha'asui lenachas, a wooden utensil made to remain in place, and only a wooden kli which is metaltel mali v'reikon, moved both full and empty, is susceptible to tumah. It answers that the shulchan was moved. Reish Lakish explained that the pasuk's expression ha'shulchan ha'tahor, which implies it can possibly become tameh, as teaching they would lift the shulchan before those who came to the base of Migdash on the regalim and display the lechem on it, saying, Ru'u hibaschem lifnei ha'makam, see your belovedness before Hashem. This follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement, Neis gado anas b'lechem apanim, a great miracle occurred with the lechem apanim, siluko kisiduro, that during its removal, it was as hot and fresh as during its arrangement a week earlier. As the pasuk says, lasum lechem chom b'yom hilakcho, to place bread which is hot on the day it is taken off. Since the shulchan was lifted to show them the lechem apanim, it's susceptible to tumah. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Tzadivav, and our standard siman is a royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. So here goes. The royal herald loudly proclaimed the siman, Zadad Yahaz, to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, while pointing to the miskeres of the model of the shulchan, which is below the tabletop. As the king's servants lifted the shulchan to proudly display that the Lechem Apanim miraculously stayed fresh the entire week. Once again, slow motion. The royal herald, royal herald. That must be on Daf Tzadivav. The royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. The royal herald loudly proclaimed the siman Zadad Yahaz to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim. Which reminds us, the next mission states that the Shtei Lechem were 7 tefachim long and 4 tefachim wide, with horns of dough 4 etzbos long. The Lechem Apanim were 10 tefachim by 5, with horns 7 etzbos long. Reviewed and provided a siman to remember these dimensions, Zadad Yahaz. So the royal herald loudly proclaimed the siman, Zadad Yahaz, to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, while pointing to the miskeres of the model of the shulchan, which is below the tabletop, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes if the miskeres, the frame of the shulchan, was lamata or lamala, the tabletop. So the royal herald loudly proclaimed the siman Zadad Yahaz to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, while pointing to the miskeres of the model of the shulchan which was below the tabletop. As the king's servants lifted the shulchan to proudly display that the Lechem Apanim miraculously stayed fresh the entire week. Which reminds us that the Gemara teaches that they would lift the shulchan before those who came to the base of Migdash on the regalim and display the Lechem on it, saying, Ru'u hibaschem lifnei ha'makom, see your belovedness before Hashem. This follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement, Neis gado anas b'lechem apanim, a great miracle occurred with the lechem apanim, that during its removal it was as hot and fresh as during its arrangement a week earlier. So once again, the royal herald loudly proclaimed the siman, Zadad Yahaz, to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, while pointing to the miskeres on the model of the shulchan which was below the tabletop. As the king's servants lifted the shulchan to proudly display that the Lechem Apanim miraculously stayed fresh the entire week. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blatbach Hazara, Daf Tzadi Beis. So the siman Daf Tzadi Beis is a turtle. So here goes. At the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, turtle shell, that must be on Daf Tzadi Beis, turtle. At the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha and Asir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, which reminds us, and more brings a Malchokas, if the Asir Mishdalech atones for Kohanim. So at the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha and Asir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, and 2 Zakenim were doing smicha on Asira Avodah Zorah for based in Paskening, it was mutter to bow down to a giant turtle idol, which reminds us, Gemara brings the Malchokas of the Asira Avodah Kochavim requires smicha. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanakam and said that Asira Avodah Kochavim requires smicha. In one Brice, Rabbi Yehuda says that the word hachai, the live goat written about the Simish Delech, teaches that only this Sa'ir requires smicha, but not Siri Avodas Kochavim. But Rabbi Shimon replies that Hachai teaches that Siri Avodas Kochavim do not require smicha by Aaron, like the Simur Shteleach, but they do require smicha by the Zakenim, who are owners. So at the smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing smicha on a Simur Shteleach for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing smicha on a Siri Avodas Zor for basin paskening to bow down to a giant turtle idol, three men bringing a Bechor Maaser and Pesach were turned away and given turtle-shaped no smicha signs, which reminds us the Mishnah concluded that all karbanos yachid do not require smicha except for Bechor Maaser and Pesach. A braisa darshens the word karbano, his sacrifice, written three times in the Pesukim about Shlamim, to exclude these three karbanos from smicha. The braisa explains that without a drasha, they should all have required smicha based on a kavach homer from Shlamim. Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the simur Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train conductor, that must be around Daf Tzadi Gimel, train chugging along. The train conductor heading to Shalim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the machlokas of a yorish performs smicha and makes tamura. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev kapara, which reminds us, we learned that smicha is shiari mitzvah. Smicha is considered the remnant of a mitzvah and is not ma'akev the kapara if it was not performed. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev kapara. But if he does it, he should be sure to do it on the head and not the neck, back, or breast, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that smicha is performed al harosh bebeis yadayim, on the head of the animal with two hands. A braisa darshens three mentions of the words al harosh to teach that the smicha may not be performed al tzavar, on the neck, nor al gabayim, on the back, nor al chaza, on the breast. Daf tzadi dod. So the simur daf tzadi dod is a hunter based on tzad. So here goes. Well, one hunter, that must be on daf tzadi dod. Well, one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, which reminds us, the next Mishnah compares the relative chumras of smicha and tenufa. The chumra of smicha is, she'echod meinif oko achovrim, that one owner can wave a carbon for all partners, ve'ein echod somech oko achovrim, but one cannot lean on the carbon for all partners. The chumra of tenufa is that it's performed even on karbanos tzibor, even on shechted karbanos, and on non-living items such as the lachmei toda, in contrast to smicha. A braisa darshens carbon note, his sacrifice, l'rabos kol bayi carbon l'smicha, to include all owners of a carbon for smicha. So while one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, the camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads, which reminds us there were three tfusim, three molds for the lechem apanim. So while 100 did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, the camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads that looked like open boxes and fast ships, which reminds us there's a machlokas of the lechem apanim was shaped like a teva prutza, an open box, or a sfina roketas, a fast ship. Daf tzadi hei, so the simur daf tzadi hei is a tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander, that must be on Daf Tzadi Hei, Tzahal, tank commander. The tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with a lechem apanim on it while they travel with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and parcel them. Beyotze, which reminds us, Amoraim asked, lechem apanim nipsal b'masos or enu nipsal b'masos? Did the lechem apanim become invalidated through Yotze leaving during the journeys in the Midbar when the Mishkan was dismantled, or did it not become invalidated during the journeys? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi discussed this topic. One of them said it becomes possible and the other said it does not. The Gemara concludes that there is no argument. One Amora is discussing where the lechem was arranged on the Shulchan and therefore valid, and the other was discussing where the lechem was removed and therefore puzzle. So the tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with the lechem apanim on it while they travel with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camp so no Zav or Matzor would enter where they shouldn't, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses sending Zavim and Mitzrayim out of the Machanos when the Mishkan was dismantled during Masaos. So the tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with a lechem apanim on it while they traveled with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and parcel them, beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camp so no Zav or Mitzor would enter where they shouldn't, sent scouts ahead to prepare a place to knead and shape the lechem apanim, but told them to wait for the baking until they were inside, the Azara, which reminds us, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says about the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, that Lishasan V'Arichasan B'chutz, that their kneading and their shaping may be performed outside the Azara, but their baking must be inside the Azara. V'Einan Dochas HaShabbos, and their baking does not override Shabbos, rather, they must be baked beforehand. Rav Yehuda says, Kol Ma'aseh Bifnim, all their preparatory activities must be performed inside the Azara. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we machlokes if the Sir Avodas Kochavim requires smicha? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss which preparations of the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim took place bifnim? That's on daf Tzadi Hei. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Bechor Ma'is and Pesach do not require smicha? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we machlokes if the Lechem Apanim was shaped like a Teva Prutza, an open box, or a Sfina Roketas, a fast ship? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the Lechem Apanim remained hot and fresh the entire week? That's on daf Tzadi Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that one shutuf performs tenufa for his partners, but each shutuf performs smicha? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we machlokes if the miskeres of the shulchan was lamata or lamala, the tabletop? That's on daf Tzadi Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn how smicha is performed that has to be on the head of the animal with two hands? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn there are three tfusim, three molds for the lechem upon him? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss the dimensions of the lechem upon him and shulchan, and we learn Rabbi Yehuda Simon of Zedad Yahaz? That's on daf Tzadi Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.